Mary had a little lamb,
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Tucker, no one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen, are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren? And if that's the exchange, I'm all in. And that doesn't make me noble or brave or anything like that. I just think there are lots of grandparents out there in this country like me. I have six grandchildren that what we all care about and what we love more than anything are those children. And I want to, you know, live smart and see through this, but I don't want the whole country to be sacrificed. And that's what I see. I've talked to hundreds of people, Tucker, and just in the last week, and making calls all the time. And everyone says pretty much the same thing, that we can't lose our whole country. We're having an economic collapse. I'm also a small businessman. I understand it. And I talk with business people all the time, Tucker. And I'm so, my heart is lifted tonight by what I heard the president say, because we can do more than, you know, one thing at a time. We can do two things. So, you know, my message is that let's get back to work. Let's get back to living. Let's be smart about it. And those of us who are 70 plus, we'll take care of ourselves, but don't sacrifice the country. Don't do that. Don't ruin this great American dream.
So you're basically saying that this disease could take your life, but that's not the scariest thing to you. There's something that would be worse than dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, saying that he would die for a good stock market. He would die the stock market, for giant businesses to buy back their own stocks. I just, what kind of a Darwinian, Jim Jones, David Koresh, Heaven's Gate kind of a deal is this? What is, where we're willing to allow millions of people to die so prices on the Dow Jones Industrial, these 30 companies, don't tank? This is the America we love. That is not who America is. America doesn't say, okay, you can die because you're over 65 so that the stock market can, do its... I mean, this is the great... I tell you something, I told you. Cult 45 is a dangerous, dangerous cult. And they have now shown that they are truly a death cult, okay? They are truly ready to die for this man. The lieutenant governor of Texas got on national phone news last night and told phone news, which is a complete crap show. I mean, this has got to stop. This is unfreaking believable, the misinformation, the disinformation, the two-hour things that he's doing every night because he's jonesing for his rallies and he can't have them because he wants to go to Mar-a-Lago, but it's shut down because just about everybody that was there had corona. So he had to shut it down. He can't go there. He's going stir crazy in the White House. He's calling people at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. Some of them aren't even answering their phone anymore. The president is a lunatic. Okay, yes, we always knew he was a clown, but did everybody think that he was Pennywise, like one of the callers said the other day? Now you know. He is a death clown, okay? And those Cult 45 members are ready to go with him. They are literally telling people on national TV that they are ready to die for this man. He said, this is the lieutenant governor of a giant state, Texas. He said, if that's the exchange, meaning... Okay, his actual quote, no one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen, are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that America loves for its children and grandchildren? I don't think America is a country that says, old people should die, or that we should open up Soylent Green factories, or you know, Rollerball, or whatever dystopian. You know what our problem is? Our problem is we're used to Will Smith movies. Okay, we're used to Independence Day, where the president gives a damn. Well, scratch that, everybody, because what he's got is a death cult going over here. I mean, this isn't about keeping the America that America loves, because the America that you're describing is one where we take senior citizens and we put them into, you know, camps and feed them LSD for the rest of their lives, like Wild in the Streets, which is a very fringe movie. But those of you who have seen it, come on. That was, like, amazing. But honestly, we're talking Soylent Green territory. We really are. So people die in Trump's world, so stocks don't tumble. This is and he wants everybody. He was on the TV last night because he's jonesing for a rally and he can't have one for 2 hours. For 2 hours, comparing a global pandemic, as if we opened up our economy, okay? But India, which just decided that the entire country is on lockdown, that you're talking 1.3 billion people. That's India, 1.3 billion people. China just had a resurgence. Hong Kong is also trying to teach us, you know, to take a look. They opened up their country too soon. First of all, they had testing at the very beginning, which we did not have. Thank you very much, Mr. Death Cult Leader. We did not have testing. They had masks for everybody. They had gloves for everybody. And Hong Kong, they were walking around. Everybody was wearing a face mask. Everybody had gloves, and everybody was able to get a test. We had none of this. We have none of this here, okay? None of it. And today we reached the sad, sad mark of 50,000 cases in the United States. We have still only tested a very small fraction of our population. You've got nurses that are saying the supplies won't last. Washington State is saying 15% of their patients are going to need critical care. They're talking about crisis care and describing what crisis care looks like. It's not anything you're used to. It's not standard of care anymore. It's, you know, pretty much telling the old people, you know, give up your ventilator. It's got to go to a young person. I mean, this is crazy. This is bat crap crazy. And the irony is that the people most likely to die in this scenario of saying, oh, screw the old people, which would be me at this point, you know. And of course, you know, some kids really like their grandparents. Just saying. You know, it's like telling, oh, you know, my mother's got to die in order for me to live. Kind of a sick freak show of a movie is that? Really? So then Trump needs to be in the front of the Soylent Green line because Trump is in his, you know, mid-70s. I'm not willing to sacrifice Betty White just yet. Mel Brooks. All right. Mitt Romney, because he's 73. Looks good. Bernie, Elizabeth Warren. Madonna in her milk bath. All right. She's a little crazy. I saw that. But this is the sickest thing I ever heard a president say. While the World Health Organization is saying it's all accelerating.
More than 300,000 cases of COVID-19 have now been reported to WHO from almost every country in the world. That's heartbreaking. The pandemic is accelerating. It took 67 days from the first reported case to reach the first 100,000 cases. 11 days for the second 100,000 cases. And just 4 days for the third 100,000 cases. You can see how the virus is accelerating.
Everybody go to work. First of all, he didn't invoke any federal anything. So how can he open an economy he didn't close?